26. Job chapter 5, verse 26. And the Bible says, thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. I'd like us to also turn our Bibles to the book of Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And I'll read from the very beginning. But our emphasis will be verse 16. It says, let's read verse 16 first. It says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is the promise in the word of God. And that's God's promise to us. We're going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the year 2012 and beyond, there shall be no premature death amongst us. The Bible says only shouts of joy shall be heard from the tabernacle of the righteous. Any tears shall be only tears of joy in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that we shall not cry in the year 2012 and beyond. We shall not cry for the loss of a loved one, for the loss of a spouse, for the loss of a sibling, for loss in any way. That Bible says that with long life shall he satisfy us, that we will live according to God's desire. The Bible says that he has decided that we should live a long life. It said our years shall be 90 and beyond. Begin to pray that in the year 2012 and beyond, that we will all live to our full age. We will reach a place of maturity in God in terms of the age of our life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray that no death. Death shall not come near your household. Death will not come near your household. Your children shall live long. In the name of Jesus. That we shall live long. We shall live life to the full. Bekem broso tolobo. Ning balabobo. Shekele broso tolebro kata. Li zengele borobo. Shkebra nize sekolo borobo. Lebo kumakara ba 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 ba. Mako doso so prekele brodo shekele borobo. Lise kule brono so so le broko le broko le brande se telebo. Le baka baka la ba 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 ba. Bakute sembre kele bro tuso. Le baka le boro so to le boro bos. Li baka bako lo so so be kele bos. Li bre kele bolo bos se kele bos. Ke brimba sasa la bakunde bruse. Di be kele boro bos zende le boro bos. Ke li boro bos shenge le boro bos. Lise kete breko lo boro bos. We will live a full life in the name of Jesus. There shall be no premature death in our midst. Our children shall not die. Our spouses shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Mekele brosun telebra kababa bababa. Mele kunde libra kolososo. Liba kamango rosotolebo. Liba kelebonobo. Shkandele brosotolobo. We will not die, but we shall live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says in the book of Psalms again. Psalm 118 verse 17. I know we all know this scripture, but I'd like us to read it. Psalm 118 verse 17. And I read. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Bible makes, let us quickly also turn our Bibles to the book of Psalm 30 verse 9. Psalm 30 verse 9. The first one was Psalm 118 verse 17. The next one is Psalm 30 verse 9. The Bible says in Psalm 30 verse 9, what profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? The Bible says in Psalm 118 that we read earlier, verse 17, says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I'd like us to pray that in the year 2012, you will not die. Your children will not die. None that is associated with you, your siblings, they will not die. The Bible says that the devil is a liar, and that's all he is. We're going to believe the truth of God in his word that says that I will not die, but I shall live, declare the works of the Lord. Let us open our mouths and begin to pray. That we shall not die. In the year 2012, we shall not die. No member of King's Court Chapel shall die. None of our family members shall die. Nobody will die. Make luso so pekelebroso. Le baka makala ba. Mamboroso kulebrete. Li zoko loborobo. So kelebolobo. Le baka balabo. So kelebrata. Mingele broso tole bromo mekenene. Le boko loso so leborobo. Le gege bolobo. Zekele boko makalabash. Le gegele. Baka mambaro so tubre kelebo. Le bakamakure setele bronzo debo. Li braka mama mama. I shall not die, but I will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord has given us life to live for his glory. He has given us life to live for his glory. We will not die, but we shall live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Open your mouth and begin to pray and to decree that you shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not die. None that is associated with you shall die. None of your siblings shall die. None of your children will die. In the name of Jesus. Meke lubra kama mama. Le geribo so so lubra gele baraba. Le gemakantu le bro tumbe rebos. Le baka mama broche kele bro neimanza. Le gebaka mabolo shoto le bro de brobo. Lord, we stand on your word. And we decree and say we shall not die. We shall not die. We shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Makere boro sondo. Le boko robo soto. Le braka palabos. Le geke le borobos. Ke le brane moroboska. Li se ke le borobo. Bali borososo le broti. We shall not die. Me can de li braka mama. My children shall not die. Our children shall not die. Our children shall not die. Our husbands, our wives, our spouses shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Me ke riso to le braka laba. Le braka mamolo se telebo. We will live to declare the glory of the Lord, the works of the Lord, in this land of the living, in the name of Jesus, sir. We will not die. We will not die. Death shall be far from us, in the name of Jesus. Mekolo broko lebra sata. Ri boko menge lebre lebo so so so. Meri boson de lebra kane bre du sete. Le lebu kane de lebro so to. Li baga ba 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 ba. We stand on the word of God. I say anything. Nothing, no evil shall befall us in the year 2012 and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Me keruso tole brekelebo. Me mbaliso kole ba 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 ba. Me kole broso tole brekelebo. Li bakama kole borobos. Li braka ba 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 ba. Mageleke kumba laba. Lo breke soto lo brebo. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 38, you know, there was a story of a man called Ezekiah, the king of Israel. The Bible says that the Lord told, well, he was informed that he was going to pass on. He was going to pass on so he should put his house in order. But the Bible says that in verse 18 and 19, let's hear what he says to the Lord. Set for the grave, this is Isaiah chapter 38, verse 18. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. I like us to pray. The Bible says that the Lord turned around Ezekiah's life and gave him many more years to live. Ezekiah understood one thing, that the dead cannot praise God. Only the living can praise God. So I'd like us to pray and say, Father, we know that the grave, they that go down the grave cannot praise you. So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we will remain amongst the living. Our children will remain amongst the living. Our spouses, our friends, our siblings, they will remain among the living, that we might all be able to praise you. In the name of Jesus. And as you added on to the life of Ezekiah, we ask, O God, that you will add on to our life immeasurably in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That the Lord shall add on to you, because the living, only the living can praise him. As is said by Ezekiah in Isaiah 38. Only the living can praise him. Make Rusa Talaba. Lord, we will remain amongst the living. 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 Father, we will remain amongst the living. And we will praise your name. We shall not die, O God, because we will remain amongst the living. We know that the grave cannot praise you. Lord, the grave cannot praise you. Only they that are alive can praise you. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for life. And Lord, we know that, Lord, your glory, your praises shall come from our mouth. Make a ruso to the broke leborobosh. Lele gimande lebroso to bregele boroshende. Riba kamakolo shetele bregele borobo. Le mama mamboroso bereboseta. Rekamakoto brekele borozoto. Lord, we shall remain among the living in the year 2012. Regardless of what the doctor might say, regardless of what report we hear, Lord, we believe your report. Lord, we will remain amongst the living. The living. For only the living can praise you. Only the living can declare your truth. Lele geboko mengerebo sota. Riba kamagaboko mekele bolobolobo. Lele gimakoro foso lebroko debrekele brobo. Lima kameko soto brekele brobe gazende. Rima kabolo setele brobo. Sendele brobo. Like magaboko mekele broketele bo. Lord, we shall not die, but we shall live, declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. We shall not die. We shall live, declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Make a ruso so pekele borobo. Lele gege borobo. Le barama satala baba. Mekolo borobo sengele borobo. Le mekele borobo so mekini marabos. Le borobo bobo. Mekele boloboro sendele brekete. Le bakama karo stondele borobo. Le makama mama mama. Ma ba 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 Bekele borobo, bekele baba baba baba, bekele baba baba, mokole so tu bekele borobo, bekele baba baba baba, bekele baba 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 baba, bekele baba baba, bekele baba baba, sekele brono sonde, ri bekele bonde liba so solo brekete bo. Lord, we shall remain in the land of the living. Only the living can praise you, O God. Lord, as Ezekiah said, he said, the dust cannot praise you. They that go down the grave cannot praise you. That is why we know that we shall not go down the grave. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we shall remain among the living. And we will praise you. We will praise you. Makere bosoto lebo debo. Le brekamamboro soto. Lish katana mamama. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Now, let us quickly read a scripture which I know we all know. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. It says, for everything is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. Let us jump to verse 8. It says, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Now, the reason why I say we should read that scripture is because I feel in my spirit we should pray in a particular manner. So I have to explain because of the sensitivities of people. You see, Bible says that there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. And I want to believe that death comes in many fashions, many ways, many ways that we might not even understand. And you see, there's a lot of people or a lot of things or a lot of principalities that are after our lives. So we cannot keep quiet, you see. We cannot keep quiet. We need to stand up and fight, as it were, for that which is ours. Let us open our Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. And you'll understand, you'll see where one of the places I'm coming from. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Makoroso pekele shete. Mambre sukele borobos. Bole mangele bos. Hallelujah. No, I meant Ephesians chapter 6. Apologies. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, the devil, Bible says it also in the book of Peter, it said he goes around looking for whom he may be devour. But I want you to know that he has failed concerning your life and concerning your family's life. Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore. We're going to pray that no matter what the wiles of the enemy might be, concerning your family in the year 2012, concerning your sibling, none of it will come to pass. Bible says that there is a time for peace and there is a time for war. This is a time for us to stand and decree what we want. That no devil will be able to come near that which is yours in the name of Jesus. You begin to speak to the future and say, every plan of the enemy to do you evil, say the Lord shall withstand them in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when the enemy comes like a flood, the Holy Ghost will raise up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus, God will begin to raise up a standard against every plan of the enemy concerning your future, concerning 2012, concerning your children. In the name of Jesus, you stand against every plan to defile, every plan to destroy. You stand against it in the name of Jesus, concerning your health, concerning your career, whatever it might be that the enemy is planning to put death in. Begin to stand against it in the name of Jesus. Bible says that we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. That is why we know that our warfare is not carnal, but it is mighty through God. And we have ability to pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Therefore, as we decree our words in prayer, we know that the Lord begins to hear us, the Lord begins to hearken unto us, and the Lord begins to do that which he only can do. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every plan of the enemy, every wiles of the enemy, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Mighty name we pray. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord is concerned about his people, but his people needs to ask. Let us read Isaiah 43 verse 22, and you see why the people of God need to ask. It says, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Emphasis is the first bit. It says, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. See, God desires for us to call upon him regarding some matters. And the matter of life and death, which is what we are talking about, is very important to God. Let us go back to the same chapter that we are in Isaiah chapter 43. But let us read a few verses before the one we just read. Verse 3. It says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for thy life. See, God is interested with our living. As a church, as a people, as individual families, as individuals in the families, God is interested with our life. But he said we need to ask and tell him. Now, I do not know what matters may be surrounding you. It could be health, it could be career, it could be people who are trying to stand against you. You are going to have to ask the Lord today that in 2012 and beyond, that if he has to, he will give men's life for your life. The way he gave Egypt for the ransom of Israel, and we are a commonwealth of Israel, we are going to begin to pray that God is going to arise on your behalf. Arise on your behalf. That every enemy in your life will begin to scatter. Everyone that is surrounding you to take your life, whatever it might be, whatever name they might be called, whatever report, health report it might be called, that the Lord himself, because we are honorable in his sight, he will begin to fight for us. He will give men's life for our life. In the name of Jesus, your life he will preserve. The Bible says that he has hid your life in the palms of his hand. Begin to pray that every one of your children, born and yet unborn, that the Lord will stand on their behalf. He will shield them. He shall be our shield and our buckler. In the name of Jesus, no arrow of the enemy will come near them. It will give men's life for their life. In the name of Jesus, it will give men's life for your life. When you travel, no harm shall come near you. When you drive, no accident shall befall you. In the name of Jesus, no sickness, no plague shall come near your dwelling, shall come near your children. Healing is the bread of the children. The Lord shall begin to bring healing to our homes. In the year 2012, we shall not see sickness in the name of Jesus. Healing shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. He will begin to fight on our behalf. The Bible says that we should ask him. The children of Jacob should ask him. The children of Jacob should ask him. We should ask him for what we want. And we are asking him for life. We are asking him for protection. We are asking that we will live a full life. We are asking that a child shall live to 100 in our midst. In the name of Jesus. We are asking that every arrow of the enemy back to sender. In the name of Jesus. That when the enemy comes, the Lord shall raise a standard against him. In the name of Jesus. We are asking for protection. Leke bakaba, leke risoto brekelebo, leka mango roborobo, leka manga risoto le brolebo, leka manga rakaraba, le kurosoto, le brakamunge lebo sum brekesunta, li bakamaka ba 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 ba, male brokuma kate zendere barabosso, e bakemolobosa, le bakaba ba 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 ba. The Lord will, if he has to, he will begin to give men's life for you on your job. He will begin to give men's life for you anywhere you go. He will begin to give men's life for you in the name of Jesus, because thou were honorable in his sight. In the name of Jesus. Mekorushata ribokomobobobo li zonderebobobo lekamakarabobobobobo masingerebosa. Rusko prengele brokunebo le bare ba makale borobo lus kateribu katimbrekele bro la bare boskata le ba la ba 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 ma be kolo be kenembrek
sende. Lik sende reba ke moru sete. Riba gabo bo 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 bo. Rema kama mama 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 mama. Beko meko ruso tobre kere bro. Le kreso tobre. Le boko meke rebo senge reba. Baka mamba ba ba ba. Ruske barabosha. If he has to, he will begin to give man's life for your life. Anywhere you are. Anywhere you are. Anywhere you go to in the year 2012. When there is a disaster coming, it will not come near you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us go back to the book of Psalms. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide on the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. It said, he shall cover thee. No, let's go back to verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, but for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. We're going to pray that because we're a candidate of his word, we're a candidate of his blessing, because we are commonwealth of Israel, we are the sons of the Most High by Jesus Christ. We're going to pray that in the year 2012, wherever we go to, you know, there's a lot of natural disasters going around. Everybody, everywhere, there's always earthquake, flood, or this. We're going to pray that anywhere you go to, as a people, anywhere you go to, the seal of his blood shall be upon you. That where trouble comes, the Bible says that only with your eyes shall you see it. It will not come near you in the name of Jesus. Nothing will come near you in the year 2012. No pestilence, no plague, no disease. Only with your ears shall you hear what has happened in the name of Jesus. The Lord will rescue you somehow. Your household shall be set apart in the name of Jesus. The Bible makes us understand in the book of Exodus. That Bible says that the blood, I will see the blood and I will pass over. The blood of Jesus will make sure that in the year 2012, every disaster will pass over your home. Every pestilence will pass over your home. We'll pass over King's Court Chapel. We shall not bury anyone in King's Court Chapel. We shall not mourn about anybody in King's Court Chapel. Because the Bible says, as people say there's a casting down, we shall say there's a lifting up. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that he shall give his angels charge over you. He shall give his angels charge over you. In the year 2012, he shall give his angels charge over you. In the name of Jesus. Beke bebolobo, beke makaba baba baba baba, le breke sunteri brosondo, li borosoko beke manderebos, li baka makaba baba baba baba, lo beke le borobo, le bakimbara soto, le baba baba. The Lord shall continue to be our refuge and our fortress. He shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers. And under his wings shall we trust. In the name of Jesus. When we travel, when we drive, anywhere we go, we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day. In the name of Jesus. Every pestilence,
no matter the name it is called, swine flu, pig flu, whatsoever it might be called, it will not come near us. It will not come near our home. 1,000 shall fall by our side, 10,000 by our right hand. It shall not come near our home. It shall not come near our church. It shall not come near our families. We shall be set apart. The Bible says he shall see the blood and it shall pass over us. The blood of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that the blood of Jesus, the blood of the covenant, it speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks of forgiveness. It speaks of life. It speaks of prosperity. It speaks of long life. Long life shall he satisfy us with. In the name of Jesus. Mekoruso so de probo. Lo breakable. With long life will I satisfy him. And I shall show him my mercy. Long life. Long life. Long life. Mike ribo sonde riba kama. Libo ruso kumba neba baba. Lika tantata. Lupra kaba. Everywhere we go this year, no disaster shall befall us. Nothing shall happen to us. There shall be no plane crash. There shall be no accident. Our children shall not be poisoned. Our children shall not be afflicted. Our families shall be saved under the wings of the Almighty God. Under the shadow of the Almighty God. Legege brande sotoa. He shall go with us. The mighty man of war. He shall fight every battle for us. The Bible says, every arrow that they shoot, every piece that is dug for us, they that dig it shall fall therein themselves. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall fight for us. The Lord shall fight our battles for us. The Lord shall fight on our behalf. In the name of Jesus. Make a riba kabababa. Boko presende. Numbre gelebolo. King katale bro gelebolo bro gelebro. Rise kente de bro gababababa. Lo, let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Whatever name they might be called, all the enemies of the living God shall be scattered. Concerning our children, shall be scattered. Concerning our job, shall be scattered. Concerning our health, shall be scattered. Concerning our church, shall be scattered. Concerning our homes, shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Beko memberu so to break the bro. Leke maga baga baga baba. Lo break the bro. Meka ribo kombere so te break the braka. Le baka mama mama mama. Our children will not die, but they will live to testify of the goodness of the Lord. The Lord says, our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be our peace. Meko roson te rebro bo. Beke maka baba 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 baba. Beson to rebo. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makaro sotobre. Now I feel that we should pray another angle to this prayer point. Another prayer point. Another angle to this prayer point. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah 37. Isaiah, I'm still turning my Bibles there. Isaiah 37 verse 20 says, now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Now let me quickly tell you the story behind that verse. The Bible says that from chapter 36 of Isaiah, it says, now it came in the 14th year of the king Hezekiah, that Sennacherib king of Assyria came up against all the defense city of Judah and took them, and the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army, and he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Then came forth unto him Eliakim and a few other people, and then he began to boast against the God of heaven. And he says that, you know, we are going to take this place. We and our army are going to destroy all that you've ever worked for. We're going to destroy you, and we're going to take you captive. And the Bible says that when Hezekiah heard the words of the messengers of the king, that he fell on his feet and began to pray to the Lord. And that is where he culminated in chapter 37, verse 20. And he said that God, he did not boast in his own strength against the king of Assyria, but he said, God, now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. The Bible also said in Isaiah 54, verse 17, I paraphrase, it says, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. Let me quickly tell you the end of Sennacherib. The Bible said that the Lord spoke through his prophet and said, I will let him hear a word, and he will run back to his town, and he will die in his town. And that is exactly what happened. Hezekiah did not need to lift a finger, but God fought on his behalf. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for everyone that is going to wants to stand up against us as a church and as a people, to destroy us, to make us a people of jest, to embarrass us, to say, where is their God? To bring us, to put us to the ground. I don't know how to explain it better. People that are after, that don't want us to succeed as a people, as a family, you know, they're after us somehow. I don't know. They're just jealous or envious of you. They want you to die so that they can be a great, they can be joyful. You're going to pray, wherever it is, whether it's in your job, is anywhere, wherever, you're going to pray that every Sennacherib that thinks is more powerful than the God of Israel you serve, that God is going to show himself powerful as the only God on earth. In the year 2012, his glory shall shine on your life. That God is going to begin to shut up the mouth of the one speaking against you, speaking against your life, speaking against your church, speaking against us as a people that wants to see our downfall. Begin to open your mouth and pray that God is going to just fight on your behalf. You will need not fight, as Jehoshaphat said. Said, but God will discomfit your enemy. God will just fight on your behalf. God is going to arise. Arise on your behalf. Arise on your behalf. And begin to fight on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. No weapon that informed or fashioned against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment you shall condemn. In the name of Jesus. On your job, anywhere it might be, God is going to begin to fight on your behalf. Begin to fight on your behalf. Begin to fight on your behalf. The Lord, the mighty man of war, Mekerisokota, the one that speaks and all creation begins to tremble. The one that the Red Sea saw and began to go apart. Mekeribababa, the mountain saw him and began to skip like crabs. Our God and our King, there is none like him. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Mekele borobo, sekelebo. Bekele brakaba kolo shetele brosonde. Le brakaba baba baba. Bekele brasoto. Le borobo keshetelebo. Bekele baba 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 baba. Me rusoto me kinela rebosh. Le bakima rusoto brege baba baba baba. Lord, blah, blah, blah. God will begin to fight on your behalf, as he fought on the behalf of Hezekiah and the children of Israel against Sennacherib, who spoke against his God, and God began to show himself mighty on their behalf. God will begin to show himself mighty on your behalf in the year 2012 and beyond, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to now pray. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Apologies, Psalm.
Psalm 35. Remember when we were about to pray, I said to you Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 8. And I did mention that there's a time for everything. Now I believe in my spirit that there's a time for this kind of prayer now. Psalm 35. And I read from verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my health. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me, wherever, whoever. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul, after my life. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. I prefer to say let the angel of the Lord pursue them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. We're going to pray. Now, some of us may not want to pray that prayer that is left for you. But I feel deeply in my spirit that we need to just tell God that God fight on our behalf. In the year 2012, there are some unnecessary battles we don't need to fight. Let God just begin to confound them. Wherever they mention your name for evil, let God just begin to confound them. Wherever they mention the name of your children for evil, let God begin to confound them. Wherever they are planning evil against you, your family, anybody, let God begin to confound them. Let God arise on your behalf. Begin to open your mouth and say, Father, everyone that has laid a pit for me to fall in, for my destruction, they are looking for my own soul. Lord, you begin to contend with them. You begin to contend with them. Bekelebos, bekebo barababa, me zombre kimbalababa, be scatter. Lord, begin to scatter them. Begin to scatter them. Begin to confound them. In the name of Jesus, wherever they might be, in the year 2012, Lord, you begin to fight for me. You begin to fight for me, whoever they might be. No matter how powerful they might be, the God of heaven is our God. Let the angel of the Lord begin to confound them, begin to pursue them. Let their dark paths be dark and slippery in the name of Jesus. Whoever, in the name of Jesus, as King Herod was against Jesus, but you never allowed him to have a way in Jesus' life. So it shall be, O God, that Lord, you begin to confound them that are pursuing me, pursuing my household, pursuing my family, pursuing my children, thinking evil against them, pursuing my siblings. In the name of Jesus, whether it's on my job, wherever I might be, there is anybody that anywhere, Lord, begin to fight for me. Begin to confound them. Begin to plead my cause, O Lord. Begin to fight against them that fight against me. Begin to fight against those that strive against me. Lord, begin to take hold of thy shield and buckler on my behalf. Let them be confounded. Let them be put to shame that seek my soul. Make a riboro Sunday. Lord, I decree that I will not die. I will not die, but I will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, I thank you, O God. For Lord, 2012 is a good year. No evil shall befall me or mine. In the name of Jesus, make a nimba reboros. Rikekekekekebro sonde rebro kende brabo. Rikekekebo kemande ribo sonde.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us quickly turn our Bibles. Now I feel a strong urge for us to pray for our children. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 65. The Bible says children are the inheritance of the Lord. So we're going to turn our Bibles. And the fruit of the womb, his reward. Isaiah chapter 65. And we read from verse 20, or read just verse 20. There shall no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die at 100 years old. Let us stop there. But the child shall die at 100 years old. We're going to pray. For our children are born, and the ones yet unborn. Then we're going to pray that our children shall not die prematurely. You know, they go to school, they go places, we're not there with them, we don't know what's going on. But the eyes of the Lord is upon them, and God is able to protect that which is his. Bible said our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be our peace, because they are his children. So we're going to pray that the Lord himself will ensure that our children will live to be 100. They will live to be a full age in the name of Jesus. No evil shall befall our children. Nothing. No evil shall befall our children in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And for those that don't have children, begin to pray for your children that are yet to come. That no evil shall befall our children in the name of Jesus. God himself shall fight for them. The Bible says our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be our peace. Our children shall live long. They shall live long. No disaster shall happen in their colleges, in their high schools, in their universities. In the name of Jesus. No disaster. No disaster. No disaster. Make a rainbow. Our children shall go the places that God wants them to go. In the name of Jesus, make a boroboos. Make a liba kama kama mama mama mama. Rebokom break a song, break a boroboos. Lisa can they can to break a so to break a boroboos. Leke kema kama katabala borobo. Name the tumbre get to break a tande. Le bika sonde riba kana manama. No evil shall befall our children, even as they are not always with us. They are always in with God. The Bible says that the angel of the child is ever present before God. The God shall watch over our children. They shall not die, but they shall live in the name of Jesus. No kidnapper, no pedophile, no whatever there might be, no evil shall befall them. Our children will always be safe. No crazy person will come near them. Favor shall surround them. Everywhere they go, the favor of the Lord shall go with them. The Bible says that through Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom before God and man. So shall it be for our children in the name of Jesus. They shall begin to grow. No evil, no evil, no evil, no evil. No wicked eyes shall see them. No evil hand shall touch them. Nisata, no abuse shall be done to them in the name of Jesus. Lege nimbre kenusoso, riba kama kama kushete, lege kebra kato breke debro kumba, le zaka proton breke lebroso, elebra kamanto sopre lebo, lege maka ba, lebro kobe kelebo lebo, lizo kore mare borobo, Nikele borobo makamaka ba 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 ro breke bere mon sendere basse lige ke makele brosone ni me ke nu so prekele borobo lu breke ne baraba bere me kintasa let our children, they are safe in the hands of the Lord. Makelebo, throughout their teenage years, they are safe. Throughout their growing years, they are safe. When they become young men and women, they are safe. Mekenusa lebro konembro debrobo. Our children shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be their peace. Mekelebo konembro makabababababababa. Luprakama, they will not die, but they shall live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. May gotum bregele bro soto. Liba kamakatala braba. Our children, we lift them up before the Lord. The Lord, they are yours, O God. Watch over them as only you can. Make it me good to break the bros. We shall not cry over any of our children because they will not die. But they shall live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. May the result of the break the bros. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I feel we should pray this another prayer, but same prayer in a different way. Contending. I don't know why that's so strong in my heart. They that contend against us. Let us open our Bibles again. I think I remember another scripture on contending. I just feel we should pray about that contending. I don't know why. Isaiah chapter 49. I believe. Isaiah chapter 49. Just going to pray that contending again. Contending. Man said to Bretus. Isaiah 49. Yes, 25. Isaiah 49, 25. Let's start from 24. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the locked full captive delivered? It says, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with thee, and I will save thy children. Double fold. Contend and our children, which is what I feel uppermost in my heart. So we're going to use this prayer point and pray it and say, even the lawful captive, you know, there are some of us that have gotten ourselves into situations we shouldn't have. But God says that even the lawful captive shall be delivered. And he will contend with everyone that contends against us. And then he will save our children. So I would like us to use this prayer point and begin to pray. That everyone that contends against us, whatever aspect of our life, wherever you might be right now, whatever you might have done that has made you to become a lawful captive, that the Lord will begin to deliver us. The Lord will begin to deliver us. He will begin to contend. I just begin to hear contend. Let God begin to contend against them that contend against us. You may not even know who is contending against you, but begin to pray. 2012 and beyond, everyone that contends against you, or who wants to even contend against you, God will begin to fight your battles for you. Begin to contend with them. He will save your children. He's a double-edged sword. He will contend with them, and he will save your children. He will contend with them, and he will save your children. Everyone contending against your destiny that doesn't want you to go forward in the path the Lord has laid for you, the Lord will begin to contend with them. 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 If it's a person, if it's a thing, the Lord begin to contend in the name of Jesus. Lord, contend. 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 Merebo kobrese. Lele kamaka bareborobo. Leso tumbra kababababa. Bireborobo. So. Rebababababa.
Lord, begin to contend with them that contend against us. Begin to contend with them that contend against us. We thank you for long life. Will you satisfy us? We thank you, O God, because you will deliver our children. We thank you, O God, because we know that they that are down in the grave cannot praise you. We thank you for a child shall grow to be 100 in the name of Jesus. In King's Court Chapel, Lord, well, nothing which our eyes shall we see. The evil coming upon the wicked, it shall not in any wise come near us in the name of Jesus. Malekete, you will contend with them that contend against us. Lord, begin to contend. Begin to contend. Just begin to tell the Lord, contend. 2012, contend. And beyond, contend. Deliver our children. Long life. Full life. No premature death. In the name of Jesus. None shall die in King's Court Chapel. None shall die in King's Court Chapel. In our families. In our homes. In the name of Jesus. Let them all begin to contend with those that are contending against us. Let the angels of the Lord begin to pursue them. Let their paths be dark and slippery. Contend, O Lord. Contend, O Lord. Lord, let your angels begin to pursue them. In the name of Jesus, fight for us. Give men's life for us. In the name of Jesus, ransom us, O God. Ransom our lives from the pit. In the name of Jesus, no matter the wicked reports that may have been spoken against us, Lord, we thank you for turning it upside down. Turning it upside down. Oh, make a riba son terrible. Rike bobo. Make a monsete. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness upon our lives. We thank you, O God, for you are the one that said we should ask of you. Lord, we have today asked of you long life. Lord, we thank you because we know that long life shall you satisfy us with. You satisfy our siblings, our families, our spouses, our children above all with long life in the name of Jesus. Bible says that when the pestilence walks at noonday, it will not come near us. Lord, when the evil that walks at night comes, it will not come near us. It said, only with our eyes or our ears shall we hear of what has happened. It said, so shall it be in 2012. Nothing will come near our family, our household, nor our church in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, because you will contend with them that contend against us. The Bible says, no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that arises up against us in judgment you will condemn. Lord, we decree right now, every tongue is condemned in the name of Jesus. You are the one that says you will give men's life for our life. Lord, we decree that, Lord, anywhere they are planning evil for us, digging a pit for our life, trying to see our life end, we decree that, Lord, they will fall into that pit themselves. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for life. We thank you for life. The blood of Jesus of which we are under. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. We decree that the covenant of life we have. Decree that the covenant of life every member of King's Court Chapel has. And the covenant of life our children have. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for life. Bible said, I shall live but not die to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. That shall be our portion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
I just want to agree with you once again regarding the prayer points that Minister Rotimi has led us with. I decree, I stand in my office as the shepherd over this flock, and I declare that in the mighty name of Jesus, you, your children, your spouse, your family, no harm shall befall you in the year 2012 in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that in the mighty name of Jesus, there shall be no illness, no disease that shall come into your abode, place of abode, in the name of Jesus. I Amen. Declare over your life in the name of Jesus that you will live and not die. You will enjoy the rewards of the Lord in your life in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that as you seek him in the year 2012, you shall abide under his shadow in the name of Jesus. We put a hedge of protection over every member of King's Court Chapel. I declare that in your going out, in your coming in, there shall be no accidents, there shall be no mishap. You shall go and shall return. You shall be well in the name of Jesus. I declare that it is well with your soul. You shall have a sound mind. None of your children, none of you shall lose their mind in the name of Jesus. There shall be no incidents of sorrow in your home in the name of Jesus. So it shall be in your life in Jesus' name. So it shall be in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord be with you. The Lord continue to keep you. His glory shall continue to shine upon you. His favor shall be upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you once again for joining in this.